Welcome to Love at First Science, the podcast designed to dig deep into neuroscience, the human body, and anatomy. My name is Celeste. I'm a physio and I teach anatomy to yoga teachers. And this podcast is an archive of the lessons I've learned along the way in my attempt to bring a more science-based approach into the yoga world. Hey friends, thanks for tuning in. Just a quick reminder that I don't run any ads, so this podcast can only grow with your support. If you learned something new that you found useful, please do rate and review the podcast. And if you think the content can help someone get out of pain, improve their life, move without injuries, or even just feel more inspired, please share it with them. It would mean the absolute world to me, and you never know, we just might help elevate our community along the way. My loves, I am so excited. Dr. Perry Nicholson has yet again decided to grace us with his warm and incredible presence here on Love at First Science. And I'm so grateful because he's very busy. And yet every time I speak to him, I get this warm feeling in my heart that he's genuinely just here to support everybody with their questions. And I decided to actually bring him in to talk about headaches. His primary thing is the lymph. His primary thing is looking at how the lymph can actually assist you in dealing with chronic issues, including pain. And I thought he might be give us sort of an interesting, unique perspective on headaches. And he doesn't disappoint. I mean, this episode totally blew my mind. And it's funny because after talking to Dr. Perry, I'm a bit different afterwards. I kind of move through the world in a slightly different way. And I'm hoping you'll see what I mean after you listen to this episode, because it really is inspiring. This episode has been broken up into two parts, and this is your part one. So I am yet again in the great presence of one of my all-time heroes, which is Dr. Perry. Thank you so much for coming back on Love at First Science and helping us learn a little bit more about this huge topic of headaches and jaw pain, which is the theme for this month.
Yes, well, thank you so very much for having me back. I love it.
I just, honestly, the last time we spoke, I had so many messages from people.
Oh, that's more, wonderful.
More than any other guest was from your interview with me. And I was...
They're all confused, right?
I think people were inspired. And I'm just so happy more people got to learn about you. But, you know, I just wanted to kind of put this quick disclaimer in that, guys, we've got a theme for today's class, but for today's podcast. But Dr. Perry has this beautiful way of meandering with conversation. And I just want you guys to be in the journey with us wherever things go, because Dr. Perry, just fill everybody in. Your main thing is to really obviously help people with lots of different modalities, but to really harness lymph, right? Learn how to get the body pushing out what it doesn't need.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for saying that in the beginning, because I do have a tendency to go off script a little bit, because that's just how my brain works. So please don't hesitate to say, okay, Dr. Perry, we got to pull you back to center. We're going a little crazy, because that's how I look at the body. I mean, everything's interconnected. You honestly can't just talk about one spot and stay there. That ain't happening. That's fantasy land, but I'll try my best. So yes, lymph, I'm sort of kind of maybe a little into it for sure. And you can always tie lymph to jaw pain and headaches, which we will, if we have time, I'll explain to you how and why that works. But yeah, for sure. And you know, that's one of the reasons why I do so much work around the head, neck, jaw in general, for any condition, not just jaw and headaches, but because that's where, first of all, a lot of stuff lives up there, like your brain. That's kind of important, right?
This is why I wanted to bring you on, because you have such a unique way of looking at life. And I want to get the very next thing we're going to talk about is lymph and how that relates to headaches. But just before we do, like I said, you've got this beautiful way of explaining things, beautiful way of looking at the world. And obviously, a lot of people are still very much in the dark about pain and actually how pain works in the body. So can you give us the Dr. Perry way of explaining how pain works in the body?
Okay, do you have a month?
Yes, we have a whole month. Go.
Yeah, that I love that question, but that's a tough one, because that's like, can you explain to me how the universe works? So I may have said this in the past, but let me kind of start with how I define pain, because that influences how I approach it, my concept of pain. So my definition of pain is this. Pain is a request for change, right? So a request from what? Well, you, your body, right? Everything from your whole life, just requesting you to change. And then people say, change what? Well, that's easy. Yes. I don't know what it is. I just know that it needs to be something different than what you're doing now. Usually a habit or a behavior that you're caught in that you're doing every day that you don't realize you're doing it because it's a habit and a behavior. You follow? It's like driving to work and not realizing, how the hell did I get here? I don't remember
autopilot
doing that. Right. So you get caught in this vicious loop. But I also tell people this, why don't you change the way that you look at pain? It's a good first start. So one, look at it as a request from your body, not a demand. But pain is always some form of protection and the body trying to keep you safe from something that could be far worse than where you are right now. Right? So as long as you look at it that way, as opposed to not punishment, because it's very easy to do that when you've been suffering for so long, because you get pulled into this sinkhole of despair, right? Mm-hmm. But you look at it and you say, okay, I know you're requesting me to change something. What is it? And just ask it. And usually you'll start to find an answer just because you reframe the way that you're looking at the body, right? So it's not an enemy. It's a friend, because it's always doing the best it can with what it's got in the moment it's in to help heal you and keep you from getting worse, because it can be worse. Trust me, it always can. And the ultimate thing it's trying to keep you from is not being this thing called dead, because it's hard to heal when you're dead, right? Exactly. So that's about the best way that I can say. And you know, also from people that have been following you and watching you, I mean, they know that pain is ultimately in the brain, and it's how you think about pain. It's how you think about the body. It's how you think about the world. It's all subjective. There's no objectivity to pain whatsoever. Nobody ever experiences it the same. There's always an emotional component to pain. That's why we're human beings and we're not rocks. So you have to start there and deal with pain from the individual human being that you're working with standing in front of you at that moment, not just the tissues that they're pointing their finger at, asking you to help. If you can start there, you're off to a good path.
And it's that I loved. You said it earlier. It's like about knowing that the whole body is interconnected and that when you can't stay looking at just one thing. So whilst the theme for this month is headaches in the jaw, I'm so happy that you're already getting people to take those blinkers off and say, well, let's look at the whole system. And if you're happy to, maybe we can talk about the lymph and how that could contribute to somebody's pain experience in their jaw or their head.
Yeah. So listen, it can be overwhelming when you try to get the ultimate reason that somebody's in pain, because a mentor of yours and a great friend of mine, Eric Cobb, said, you know, you're allowed to have more than one problem.
Yeah. I quote him on that all the time. Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, pain tells you there is a problem. It doesn't tell you what it is or where it is. I mean, if it was that easy, everybody could be better yesterday, right? It's just sending you a potential area. And for me, pain is where something ended up, not where it started. It's the end result of long-term compensation patterns over your body's lifetime to try to prevent you from feeling pain. It just ran out of options. It says, dude, I can't do this anymore on my own, even though I'm programmed to, so I need your help. But we just ignore it, though, and we cover it up. So you listen, nothing is more terrifying than the idea of unlimited possibilities. Well, guess what? That's what it's like when you're venturing into trying to figure out the human body and why somebody is in pain. So you got to start somewhere, right? A beginning point. So always start where it hurts, right? That's an easy one for two reasons. One, it might just be that simple, but holy cow, that's where it's coming from. Bingo. Awesome, right? And the other one is the client that is seeking to work with you expects you to treat there first. Mm-hmm. So you're showing empathy. You're showing that I understand this is where you're hurting, and you show validation to it, right? So you start there, and then people say, where do you look next? And here's my answer. Yes, that's where you look, everywhere else. But you got to start somewhere. That's the first step along the pathway. So for me, I always start and look at where you hurt, not necessarily treat where you hurt. That's a big distinction. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look there. I'm going to touch it. I'm going to talk to you about it, but I'm not treating there first ever. Because I know there's another contributing place to it. I just got to find it. And the only way I'm going to find it is by looking for it. Right. And I do that mostly through your history, but also touch, manual therapy. I'm going to find it with my freaking hands. Every time I'll find it with my hands because I get to see how your body reacts to my touch through your nervous system. And it's easy. This is a great subject because I always start with the lymph, and the lymph is to me the most important system in the body. They all matter. They're all important, but it's the number one system to help you control your stress response. Like if you can get out of this fight or flight survival mode, right? And it's also one of the number one things that's going to help decrease your inflammatory reflex, like how you respond to inflammation. You get it, and then you're not supposed to have it. You're supposed to go up and down, right? So that system is part of your immune system, which keeps you alive and fights off bad stuff. It's part of your vascular system, which is the part that most people don't look at, which I'm going to be honest with you, I think is the most important, because if you disrupt blood flow to anything, you're going to freaking hurt. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's going to happen because cells, when they don't get blood, they don't feel good because they start dying because they can't get oxygen, right? It's a threat. Big time. I mean, trust, how do you feel when you can't breathe? You're probably freaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's my joke, because your cells are you. You got billions of them that might not be able to breathe, if not trillions of them. So I always start with the lymph, and right where the lymph drains is that, to me, probably the number one most neglected place in the body and the number one place I always treat first, above and below the collarbone, because that's going to influence the lymph flow, because that's where it all drains to there. And hang on for this one. That's where the blood flow to and from your brain comes from, and to and from your jaw that's hurting you comes from. So if that pipe is blocked, I don't care what you do up top. Mm-mm. It ain't going to last long. That makes sense. So we always start there. And then, you know, from my teachings, I've already tiptoed into it. Lymph never, ever works alone. Nothing in the body ever works alone, but that's how we treat it, which is mistake number one. So the lymph works directly with the blood. And I already told you that. And then that works directly with the nerves. So I'm going to throw a big word at you, but I'm going to break it down. I go after what they call neurolymphovascular bundles. So bundles just means everything's what?
Together.
Okay. Neuro means nerve. Vascular means blood flow in and out. Lymph means lympho. So they all go together. They all influence each other. And then, so when I'm touching an area of your body, I'm visualizing how that touch influences that particular flow. Because it will. That makes sense. So all these different systems of your body that we learn, like your immune system, your cardiovascular system, but even break down your, digestive system, all those sorts of things, right? But they never work alone. I say this all the time. No system in the body ever works alone. It never gets injured alone. They all help out. It never heals alone. They're all trying to help each other. There is no such thing as an isolated injury in the body, because the whole body has to compensate and adapt to it. And there's no such thing as isolated healing, because everything else from every other body part is going to say, hey, man, Perry's knee ain't doing so good. What can you guys do to step up and help him not feel so much pain in the knee? So it's all or nothing. The only time it's nothing is when you're dead. So that's why the body is always working together to heal you. That's the biggest thing that I want people to remember, is to stop focusing on one, even fascia. Fascia is great, but guess what fascia wraps around? Everything else that I just told you.
I call them the fascia police. I'm like, guys, there's so much more.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Fascia is great, but I want you to visualize with your mind and visualize
everything
in 3D.
Is like messy. Yeah,
visualize in 3D. What's happening all the way down and in somewhere else. So when you move fascia, you're influencing all those neurolymphovascular bundles. And then I want you to think bigger. How does it influence the rest of the body when I free up this spot? What does everything else have to do to adapt or change? Then it becomes really exciting, right? Like this is a huge thing I really want to send home is that let's say you come on in with jaw pain, right? Or a headache. Now, most people will look at what first? The jaw. Right? And they're going to look at your head, but listen, a headache can come from anything. It's so many things, like a billion things, but they'll look at your jaw. And I'm like, okay, that's a good start. But I'm going to tell you with my work, when I break it down is start at the collarbone first of where everything that your jaw needs to heal comes from. Then you go to your jaw. That's a big deal. Like, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to stand by it until I'm dead. That can be one of the reasons that you're not getting better is because you work those places in the wrong order.
Hey, my loves, real quick, if you are hypermobile, be sure to check out my book, Too Flexible to Feel Good, where my co-author and I share the latest science on how to help a bendy body feel awesome. If you already have the book, please do leave it an Amazon review. It helps more than you could ever know, and it just might help someone else feel a bit more stable in their bodies. The book is called Too Flexible to Feel Good, and you can get it from most online retailers. I know that from your big six that I do every single day.
Oh, yeah. Changed my life. Big six is life changer. It's a life changer.
It is, because side note, guys, sorry that this is off topic, but I will just get slightly bloated or feel a sniffle of a cold coming along, and I'm like, straight away on it with my big six rub down, tap down, which by the way is in our last interview. And also please check out Dr. Perry's content to learn about it. We're not going to cover it today. But instantly I'm like, huh, look at that, feeling good already. And it's so funny how fast it works.
Yeah. And I'll tell you the reason it works is because you just hit areas where those neurolymphovascular bundles have the biggest problems. You free those guys up and the rest of your body's like, oh my goodness, this is freaking awesome. Thank you so very much for freeing those areas up. Now I can do what I've been trying to do for a long period of time.
Yeah, it's basically what I like about what you teach is that you ultimately are empowering the body to heal itself. And I feel like a lot of people have almost lost faith in their own bodies, that their body can heal. It's like if you even talk about that as being an option, you're a really far out wacko against science. And it's like, well, our bodies have been doing it every single day very successfully. It's why we're up and about and we're all fighting things constantly, such as cancers and viruses. You know, we all have those things inside us all the time, and our body is strong enough at times to resist it. And when we get sick, that's just when our body's not strong enough to fight those things.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even know how many times your body has killed a bacteria or a virus and keeps you, the majority of people, cancer-free every day. Because cancer doesn't just jump you out of nowhere one day from yesterday. You always have cancer cells inside of your body. The reason it doesn't manifest into something where you hear the big C word is because your immune system and other systems have been keeping it at bay. Mm-hmm. That's what it does. But sometimes everything has a capacity to it, a breaking point to it, and it can just get overwhelmed from this thing called LIFE. I mean, it just hits you 24/7 and it never stops, right?
Especially modern LIFE, right? With all the toxins, like cleaning products and noise and light pollution and perfumes and body wash. It's just, and hairspray and makeup and creams and food. It's just ongoing, hitting us from every angle, and we don't take the time to actually realize the impact this is having and how to actually navigate this.
It's astounding. I'm honestly just amazed that anybody's alive at all on this earth. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I mean, that's so how resilient we are.
Well, what you should do is just sit down and pat yourself on the back and give your body a whole heap of thanks that you are, because of what it has to deal with every day, particularly your poor liver. And your liver, by the way, will give you a headache if that one's backed up and toxic, which how do you know if it is? That's easy. You're alive on this earth having to deal with all the stuff that you just mentioned in that particular region, right? So all those things, every day your body has to, and this is the beauty of it. It's like that old joke. when I see two goldfish in a bowl, and then somebody, the goldfish says to the other, "What's water?" Well, you're living in it. You just forget it because you're so used to it that you don't realize that it's all around you. That's the same thing with what you just mentioned. It's everywhere, and you just tune. You never tune it out, because your brain always you know this from Z Health. The brain is always having to take in this data, information, sensory input from a kajillion places all the time. It's just putting, 90% of it away, so you don't have to pay attention to it because you can live. But that's the 90% of all that stuff is actually influencing the 10% of where you think you're driving your own bus in your life. You just don't know it. That's why when people practice staying in the now, right? Being in the present moment, then you begin to notice stuff that you never, it's called notice what you notice. Then you look around and you say, "Holy cow, I never realized there were birds around me singing," right? Or it's there, it's always been there, but you never take the time to notice it. And this is why you have pain. Pain is supposed to help you notice something, right?
Yeah.
Then say, "Listen, you better take care of something soon." But humans just cover it up and don't, and say maybe it'll go away. And listen, sometimes that's okay because the body's really freaking good at fixing stuff. But if it keeps tapping you on the shoulder saying, "Psst, hey, Barry, this ain't working. I'm going to come back." And then you keep ignoring it. Then the body says, "Okay, well, I have a novel idea. How about I hurt you somewhere else?
Or bigger pain.
Maybe you'll notice the second one more." Then you get multiple places of pain. So that's a strategy that your nervous system is always taking to try to get your attention, because pain is the ultimate attention getter. Most people don't change anything until they get a whole heap of hurt.
That's so true. I think the one physio that is a really good friend of mine, she said it so beautifully. She said, "People only come and see me when the pain is so bad, it stops them from doing what they like."
That's the emotional component of pain, right? Right.
It's like you're almost like gaslighting your own body.
Well, that also comes down to one of the things that you need to do in relationship when you try to heal that person. I mean, I can read to you all the facts about your body part that's hurt and all the research about those parts. It's going to go in one ear and out the freaking other. You need to tie it to being able to help that person get back to the things that they want to do in their life that brings them happiness or joy or just basic function, right? Being able to play with your children or even sit down on the toilet without excruciating pain, right?
Yeah.
So listen, we are so inundated with knowing stuff. Yeah, this is what I try to teach people. Listen, you can jump on the internet and study for 2 years all about how the TMJ works and how your lymph works and all that stuff. That's great, but people need to know how. Now that I know it, what can I do with it?
Yeah.
Where do I begin?
The second layer.
Yeah, that's the missing layer.
With that obviously being something you just shared, the whole collarbone thing that I think was a really useful strategy, tangible, what would you do around the collarbones? Like, how could someone potentially alleviate their symptoms by addressing this area?
Great question. You want to know my first answer is? It's my joking one, but I'm completely serious. Yes is the answer. What I mean by that, you can't control something until you become aware of it. So awareness that you need to look at your collarbone is the first step towards changing it. You understand? And then you start to do different things to it. How about just touching that region with a little bit of TLC and acknowledgement and care and just feeling, is one side, you usually start, you do above and below the collarbone. Does one side feel different than the other? Does one side feel like there's a lot of tightness or tension, or does it actually hurt and you didn't realize that it hurt until you stuck your fingers in there, right? That's a big thing to know. It's like, holy cow, I never knew this part of my body was painful. Right? And then you start to rub it. And then you rub it every direction you can think of, every speed you can think of, every depth, go light, go fast, go slow, go deep, go up, go down. And what I'm telling you is to just do different things. Explore and play. Feel first, think second. Just get in there and then pay attention to how it feels. And then you'll start to notice and experience, oh, wow, I'm starting to feel some changes everywhere. Because here's the thing. People are so stressed about whether they're doing something right or wrong. And they always ask me, how many days can I do it? How many reps can I do it? What kind of pressure am I? Dude, you're stressing yourself out. Like, relax a little bit. It's okay. Just get in there and play. Because probably one of the reasons that you're in pain is because you're so damn stressed. So relax. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. Trust your gut. And then when you work this region, you're going to notice things begin to change. Everything's going to change from the collarbone up. I can tell you that right now. Right. So, but I want to cycle back to something, if I may. One of the things that I tell people is that, and for Stop Chasing Pain, we go after the pain that you don't know about to help the pain that won't leave you alone. I'm going to say that again. We go after the pain that you don't know about to help the pain that won't leave you alone. Because you can only feel one pain at a time, and it's usually going to be the one that's the worst or the most emotional for you, right? So they'll feel like you feel in five places together, but they're split seconds apart, right? And so what happens is that let's say you come in and you got a jaw pain, right? So your whole life revolves around your jaw hurting, which it should. And I'm going to go there and I'm going to touch it and validate it. But I'm going to look for other areas on your body that when I touch them hurt just as much as your jaw. And then you're like, holy cow, I had no idea that that much pain was there. Here's where I'm tying it all together. Your nervous system and your brain has always known that it's painful, but at a subconscious level, you haven't consciously known that it's pain because you're only paying attention to the one that hurts, but your brain has to deal with the other place too. You understand? So it's dealing with your collarbone in the background. It's at the same time as trying to rescue from the jaw. So you help both. Why? Because both of them are feeding into your stress response and how your body is interpreting pain. Because maybe, just maybe, you won't let go of the jaw because you still got too much stuff coming in from the collarbone that you didn't know was there. Does that make sense to you?
100%.
That's all that data coming in, that sensory data that can give you these subconscious threat signals, they call it, right? You probably talked about those things, nociceptors. And then you can only tolerate so much, like your stress bucket that Z-Hell talks about. You know, you're great until you get to the top, then I'll give one drop and then the whole bucket overflows, right? So all those things that are putting into that system contribute to your site of pain, right? And here's the cool thing. When you go to those areas that don't hurt and you start to have them feel a little bit better, you have a sense of empowerment and control because now you notice you can make a change in other parts of your body. So maybe now you can get the power that you need to change the place that's been hurting you for 5-10 years.
Thanks for listening. That was part one of the show. Next week, I'll be releasing part two. Remember, if this episode was helpful at all, please do share, rate, and review.